What's your current setup, Johnny? I keep seeing you pictured with Telecaster. Is that are you a Telecaster guy these days?
Yeah, I played Strats for you. I had that Les Paul. When I first started playing with Elvin, I had a Les Paul Junior and
oh, you did.
a Stolen and a Gretsch.
Hey.
I had a Gretsch Country. I mean, Chet Atkins, the orange one.
Yeah.
With the painted F holes. And those got stolen. And about the same time, I went out and picked up a Les Paul, so I played a Les Paul for a while. And then, then that got stolen also.
Wow.
And so I had this, Elvin had this Strat that was a spare, so I started playing the Strat. And actually started playing the Strat a little bit while I still had a Les Paul. And then the Strat just became my guitar. And so then I kind of morphed into playing that Strat up until about maybe 96 or something. And I had a real good buddy of mine that's still a friend, and he was into collecting guitars, and we'd trade guitars all the time. And then he started making guitars, and he made that Tele body. And I really liked it because it's got flame maple cap on it. It's real heavy though, is the thing. It weighs about as much as a Les Paul. And it was cut for a Strat neck, so that's why it's got a Strat headstock on Strat neck.
I see. So you got a custom job there. Well, what do you play through? What's your preference in amplifiers?
Well, I just started working with Robert C. Davis, and he's out of San Francisco. And I'm playing an ultralight, which he got the idea from me. It weighs about not even 20 pounds, and it's got a neodymium 12 in it, and it's got two 6L6s, and it's basically like 1820 watts.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, it's great. It's a great club amp, and it's so nice to have to just run around to the clubs or do this and that with. It just doesn't have enough poop for the big shows. So I'm picking up one of his. He's got a 40-watt top, and with three different speaker configurations, the two 10s, then one with six 10s and one with six 8s. So he's doing some really neat stuff.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, and so he's right in there. You could Google him up, or the link from my site. You could check out his stuff, what he's making.
Robert C. Davis, interesting. Do you mic that amp?
Yeah. I mean, unless I'm at certain clubs, I don't have to worry about it. But like Biscuits, yeah, I mic it. If it's the dive that I play here, usually once a month or once every 2 months, is kind of like our live rehearsal place. I don't mic it there. Sometimes I'll use that and my Deluxe both at the same time too. That's a great sound.
You talking about a Fender Reverb Deluxe or?
Deluxe Reverb, yeah. The only reason I kind of stopped using that is just because they're so problematic. It's a 1967.
Do you know what? That's exactly the amp I have. Great amp. Sounds
really. Yeah, it's a wonderful sounding amp.
Rings like a bell.
And I've got a speaker in it. I've got a 12 that came out of a twin reverb. So it's probably an 80 watt speaker. So it sounds it's got a little bit more oomph. Got a good sound. And then as far as pedals, I'm in love with my Dynacomp. It's hardly ever out of the chain. Old MXR Dynacomp. I've got an old one, and I've got a brand new one that I just got from my friend Bob Sidro at Jim Dunlap. Just brought me last 3 weeks ago. And that's kind of about it. I use a wah-wah pedal for certain stuff, and then. I just got one of the Seymour Duncan pickup boosters. So I'm kind of playing around with that, but it's stuff goes in and out of the chain, and it's usually just the Dynacomp. I like a clean sound.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're keeping it pretty clean then.
Yeah.
Are you, I know this is pretty techie stuff, but I'm just kind of curious to know what, if you play a light gauge string, or do you play a heavy gauge string, or what's works for you?
I play 11s. And I can't. Every once in a while, I get the inkling to put some tens on there, and they'll play fine if I'm sitting around at home, and then I'll go to rehearsal or go to play a gig, and it's just this ain't gonna work, just no tone. And I can't play slide on it. I don't see how people play slide on tens. And there's people that do.
Yeah. Has guitar technology over the years if influenced your sound in term or in any way, I guess I should say, or?
No, not really. I don't think I'm still doing the same old stuff, you know, the Telly's got an old humbucker in the neck position, and the only thing it's got a pearly gates in the bridge position.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a, I just picked up a Epiphone 335.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an older one, on maybe 80s or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of using for my spare because it's got humbuckers, because if I plug my Strat in, it's just a little bit weaker than everything else. It's not real good spare, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple of Tescos that I use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one's got one pickup that I use. I'll usually have an E-tuning, and then I've got one that's got four pickups that I've got in G-tuning.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back and forth with this. I've got a 1951 Gretsch. It's a small acoustic set. It almost looks like a small-bodied Martin.
Uh-huh.
It's got an ebony fingerboard, a beautiful little guitar, and it's got a DeArmond pickup.
Uh-huh.
And so I use that, and it gets for a lot of slide stuff. It's one of those guitars that'll mind all its own, and it just starts making all these weird noises. It's really cool, you know. So.
Hmm.
But as far as new technologies, there's not too much that fall into anything that I do,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
as far as pickups or anything
mm-hmm.
else. You know, I've got a 57 Guild that recently, in fact, there's some pictures of on my site with that Guild. At that time, it had the original white pickups.
Huh.
But I recently put a Bigsby on it and put some Seymour Duncan mm-hmm. Antiquities in it so I could play it live, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of about the... You know, pickup technology as far as that goes a little bit, but, you know, I'm still getting the going after the older sound.
Mm-hmm.